A group of people in wetsuits stand in the knee-deep water near Girdwood. They clutch their surfboards and watch as a wave rushes upstream towards them. They're here to surf the Boar Tide, a rare tidal phenomenon that the Turnagain Arm is home to. It's a wave that surfers like Pete Beachy can ride for a very long time.
We're pretty lucky that we get to measure our waves in terms of miles. You know, we might only get two waves a day, but we might be able to ride for 4 or 6 miles.
Beachy is part of a tight-knit group of about a dozen local surfers who head out to the arm almost every day to surf the Boar Tide. But it's not just Alaskans drawn to the long wave. Surfers come from all over the country to try it. Beachy started a guide company in 2015 to help teach surfers experienced in other waters the intricacies and the dangers of the Boar Tide, which he's surfed for a dozen years.
It is tough to learn, but once you learn how to catch the wave, you're able to be on the wave, like, for minutes. And in ocean time, a lot of places, you catch the wave and you stand up for a few seconds and then you kick out. So in terms of time on the wave, you can get a whole month's worth of board time in one wave.
Turnagain Arm's Boar Tide is caused by the extreme 40-foot difference between high and low tide. Every 12 hours when the tide comes in, the shape of the channel funnels the water into a wave that runs all the way up the arm. There's not many places where tidal bores occur regularly. The Turnagain Arm is the only surfable bore in the United States. The trickiest part, Beachy says, is that you only get one shot.
It's kind of one and done. If you miss the wave at this section, you got to come back the next day and try again.
This afternoon, Beachy is preparing to take 7 surfers out into the water. They're pulled over on the side of Seward Highway, donning wetsuits and waxing their boards. Joe Sullivan came from Hawaii with his daughter Pueo to surf the Boar Tide. He's been here for 2 weeks and says it's like nothing he's ever done before. In other places, the longest waves he'd surfed were under a minute. But here, at Turnagain Arm, the ride can last 5 to 15 minutes. And if you paddle out far enough, it can be almost an hour.
So this is way longer. This is way longer, for sure. And you can feel it. You can feel it in your legs and you feel it in your mind. You're like, what is happening right now? It's trippy.
Sullivan says his Alaska itinerary revolves around catching the wave every time it breaks, twice a day. He lives what he calls mini days.
So where everyone else is living 24-hour days, we live 12-hour days, which is a real thing. So you wake up, you surf, you eat, you sleep, and you wake back up, and you surf, and you eat and sleep. It's pretty good.
Corey Johnson is visiting from Carlsbad, California. He and his family are surfing the Boar for the first time.
I'm excited. I don't like the idea of you only having one chance. You don't have a whole lot of time to learn the wave, so.
Right before they paddle out into the arm, Beachy warns the group about one of the dangers of surfing in the area, the mud flats. The mud is like quicksand, and the tide rises extremely fast.
It's a deadly area to play in, and that's what I try and teach people out here, is how to do it safely, how to be respectful of the waters.
Beachy gets himself stuck and demonstrates how to escape the mud by throwing his arms wide and slowly working his legs out one at a time. Then, it's time to paddle out. But there's no waves to push through like in ocean surfing. There's just the one on the horizon. It's barely visible, but you can hear it. And finally, it's here. The line of surfers jump on their boards as the wave hits them. Everyone catches the wave. The ride lasts almost 4 minutes. It drops them off right where they launched. They peel off their wetsuits under the hot sun. Beachy says the ideal conditions speak to the group's wave karma.
Everybody was happy, everybody had a good time, so, like, you can't ask for anything more than what we had today. It's perfection.
And he'll be back out again tomorrow for the next wave. In Anchorage, I'm Dev Hardiker.